Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and it is a pleasure to welcome back into the studio WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, Mary Zajac, we should tell people that we've been running repeats on Word on Wine forever because you broke your leg.
Well, yeah. Leg, ankle, both, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Just beware of acorns, folks.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I've missed sipping wine with you.
Excellent. Well, we have a couple of things to review this morning. One is a white Côte d'Aron, and the other is a Riesling in a liter bottle.
A liter.
Ladies first.
Okay. This is my liter love. I recently tried the 2013 Darting Riesling Cabinet. This is from the Falls region. And I loved this wine. Super, super easy to drink. Maybe too easy, but at 11.5%, that's okay if you have, you know, that little extra sip before dinner.
Good for breakfast.
Well, maybe I wouldn't go that far. But really nice, dusky, ripe fruit without being over the top. Lots of apricot, a little bit of peach, and then that's balanced by that little acid snap in the back. And great as an aperitif, but it would be nice with sauerkraut or any sort of German specialties like that. You could even put some in your sauerkraut if you're cooking from scratch. Chicken cutlets.
Sweet. How much for this liter?
$18.99.
Excellent. A fine price.
And let's hear about your Côte d'Aron.
Mine is the Côte d'Aron 2012 E-Gigal White Côte d'Aron White Blend from Château d'Ampuy. And it was 13.5% alcohol. It was flowery. It was spicy. It was very bold. It had that Marsanne, Roussanne, maybe, you know, Grenache Blanc. It had that big, flowery
ripeness.
Exactly so, yes. It's not what I always enjoy. However, I did enjoy this one. It is what the love of my life likes a lot.
Did you drink this with anything in particular, or was this just a sipping?
This was just a sipping adventure, and this would blend well with any sort of bold food in particular, like chicken, fish, all sorts of things like that. But I have to say, for white Côte d'Aron, this was a very nice thing. And for some strange reason, Côte d'Aron blends, $13 has been the price forever and still is. So
let's hope.
E-Gigal White Côte d'Aron 2012, highly recommended if you are looking for a big, bold, and not too acidic white wine. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac. Glad to be back.
Cheers.